Hey, little Levitt, where are we putting these?
Oh, I take it that's your gift of love for a needy child?
Uh-huh.
I guess you can put it over there next to mine.
Oh.
So, what exactly did you select for your lucky wretched urchin?
That's just a little something that caught my eye.
Oh?
Well, it's a set of hand-painted miniatures imported from Germany depicting the March of the Wooden Soldiers.
Oh, of course.
Well, look, I mean, it's just that, you know, I mean, when I saw it all laid out there in the store window with the little gingerbread houses, the castle and forest, and just row after row of these finely detailed dragoons and fusiliers, I just thought that some poor kid might really treasure that kind of old Bavarian craftsmanship for a lifetime.
So, what's in here?
Same thing.
All right, come on.
Just a little further. Here we go, right over here. Okay?
Come on.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, I think I can let go of your arm now.
Anytime you're ready.
You know the way.
Come on, you got nothing on me. There's no law that says a man can't protect his store.
That's what you said the last time I busted you.
Well, excuse me for being boring.
Merry Christmas, Bruno.
What's the matter, Miller, huh? You can't let a year go by without dragging me in here.
Apparently not.
Barn, I want you to meet Ed Pratkin.
Mr. Pratkin?
Hi, Barn. According to Bruno, when he opened up his business this morning, he found Edward in the middle of the campsite display with a sleeping bag under his arm.
Well, I was putting it back.
You were ripping me off!
Bruno!
What's Bruno being arrested for?
Same old stuff. Criminal possession of a dangerous weapon and assault with intent to barbecue.
Well, see, when we got there, he had Edward on the ground squirming around. He was poking him in the ribs with this. It's a cattle prod.
I felt like I was hit by lightning.
Come on, a couple of hundred lousy volts. My pigeon shrugged that off.
Could you take a statement?
This way, bird brain.
I wasn't trying to steal anything, honest.
What were you doing?
Sleeping. I'm usually up and out by 7:30, but I guess I forgot to set my alarm.
You telling me you've been living in my store?
Only at night.
Barn, there's a disturbance in an office building over on Houston.
You and Levitt.
Okay. Come on, little bit. Got a call.
Thank you.
Hey, Carl. What should I do with my present?
Well, just stick it next to the box of Nazis.
Place to live, huh?
Yeah, I do.
You're lucky.
Yeah, you know, Edward, it's none of my business. But it seems to me that you'd save yourself a lot of trouble if you checked into a mission or a flop house or slept on a subway.
Oh, but that's where the bums live. I'm not a bum. I mean, I got a job.
Okay, Mr. Kelly, you want to step in here, please?
Why not? I'm a has-been. Where else am I going to go?
Love boat?
What? Sir, this is Joseph Kellogg. We picked him up at the Loving Touch greeting card company, running amok at their annual Christmas party.
I was upset.
By the time we got there, Mr. Kellogg was in the process of decking the halls with a barrage of deviled eggs, while at the same time submerging Kris Kringle's head in a punch bowl of highly spirited grog.
Actually, I had a glass or two myself.
Overdoing the holidays a bit, Mr. Kellogg?
No. They fired me. I mean, I was standing in line waiting for Santa to give me my Christmas bonus. And the fat slob handed me a sympathy card with a pink slip in it.
Santa did that?
Well, you see, Barn, Mr. Kellogg writes those little poetic messages in greeting cards.
Oh, you do?
They don't get there by themselves, pal. I mean, I spent 25 years in that dusty cubicle, alone at my desk, composing lyrical verses and beautiful rhymes, like, may the new year ring in joy and cheer to a wonderful wife who's brought happiness to my life. Have a nice day. I wrote that.
So you're the one. Have a seat.
Yeah. Barn, I finished processing Pratkin.
Okay.
I checked him for priors. He's clean.
Fine.
And I don't think he was trying to steal anything.
Oh?
Yeah, see, I called the diner where he works as a dishwasher.
Got a job?
He's not a bum, Barn.
Sorry.
No, his boss said that he may be a few bricks short of a full load, but that he's honest and he's a hard-working person.
Okay.
But Pratkin tells me that him and about 50 other people got thrown out of this little $25 a week hotel that was their home. And now they're all on the street. They can't find any place they can afford to live.
Put your finger there.
Yeah. So if you stop and think about it, Barn, it's all these marginal people, you know, out on the street just trying to survive, sleeping in doorways, trash bins.
Whoa, Joe. Who did you call?
The guy from the Human Resources Administration.
Okay, good.
Yes, can I help you?
It's our Eddie.
Who?
Eddie Pratkin. You guys busted him this morning.
Oh, yeah. You his parents?
Sam!
Eddie!
Linda! I'm in jail.
Yeah. Don't worry, they're not getting you out.
You think so?
Oh, sure!
Hey, Goofy, what's with the rejects? Turl it back up?
Hey, we weren't talking to you.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what the hell? I'm in here and air out there.
Knock it off, Bruno, knock it off. What seems to be the problem?
Hi, Barn. This is Sam and Linda. They were my neighbors.
Sir, suddenly we seem to have a rather ugly situation brewing downstairs.
What's going on?
A crowd of no less than 25 pathetic-looking people have converged upon our precinct protesting the incarceration of Mr. Pratkin.
You arrest our Eddie because he hasn't got a home. You arrest us all because we haven't got a home.
Was my idea. All right. People are starting to pile up down there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's got to be, what, 60 of them?
At least. I was talking to this pregnant woman. She said word on the street is we're given free room and board.
What? Rumors! Try and stop them!
Look, Mr.
Belenkov.
I don't know what you and your friends are trying to accomplish by disrupting this precinct.
We're trying to make a point. We are human beings, kept, not some pile of old clothes to be thrown in the dustbin just because the styles have changed.
Very well put.
I was a tailor.
He fixed these pants.
We appreciate your problem.
We've got somebody coming down from the city, right?
Said he was.
We will do everything we can to try and resolve the situation. See that everybody gets a place.
We'll see.
In the meantime, I would appreciate it if you would come downstairs with me and see if we can get a handle on what's going on down there.
Après vous, okay.
Dietrich, you want to see if Miss...
Linda.
Linda wants a cup of coffee or something.
Sure. How do you take it?
Just give me the sugar.
Yes?
Oh, there's no more room downstairs. So we came up here.
Oh, Barney? Company's here. Sorry. You want to just make yourselves at home over there, please? You can sit here with me, dear.
I don't want to.
Oh, I'm looking for my husband, Bruno Binder.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Everyone says that.
Hey, Naomi.
Oh, Bruno.
Why aren't you watching the star?
Oh, well, when I heard you were in jail, I just decided to close.
You what?
Can I help you?
I'm Howard Weckler, New York Human Resources Administration.
Oh, you're just a bunch of do-nothings.
We've talked, right?
I take it you're here in regard to all of the lonely people?
I guess so.
Sir? City's here. Mr. Weckler.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Captain Miller. This is Sergeant Wojciechowicz.
Yeah. Yes, I think I spoke to one of you. What seems to be the problem?
In case you haven't noticed, Mr. Weckler, there are about 100 people wandering around this station now, so I have no place to live.
Is that all? Captain, last count, our department puts the number of homeless in this city at 50,000.
50,000?
You telling me? That there's a whole army of these bozos roaming around out there?
Yes.
And you ain't doing nothing about it?
Well, we are making every effort, and why am I talking to you?
Because I have to be a taxpayer, sport.
Oh, no, please, your heart.
Hey, I'm talking here. See?
You know, I could have left at noon.
My office.
Excuse me, Mrs. Binder?
Yes.
If you want to take care of your husband's bail, just go downstairs and see Sergeant Cogan.
Oh, thank you. Be right back, Bruno.
Yeah, take your time. I'm having fun.
Yes, can I help you?
Arthur Mensch. Loving Touch Greeting Cards, Inc. Wishing for a most joyous holiday season to you and yours.
Oh, thank you. Guy you canned is in a cage.
Oh, good. Hello, Kellogg.
Minch. I should have known. Pink slip in a sympathy cap.
That's just your style.
What with rampant unemployment, the city clamping down on welfare, psychiatric hospitals all of a sudden going nuts over who's crazy enough to get in. These factors only serve to aggravate our problem and dump even more of these people out on the street.
What's that got to do with Mr. Belenkov and Mr. Pratkin, who were simply kicked out of their rooms?
Nothing. They're just victims of J-51.
Which is?
The city's new tax abatement program. Oh. It's all part of New York's plan to revitalize old neighborhoods. You see, with hefty tax incentives in hand, real estate developers started to buy up dilapidated properties. Seedy hotels, flop houses, etc., many with a splendid view of the river. Then, gut them, refurbish them, and turn them into contemporary condominiums at $250,000 a pop.
Apparently the city forgot about all those were cut loose in the process.
$250,000. Who the hell can afford that?
Yeah, well,
no, I can't. Well, I mean, every night I gotta slog home to that leaky cracker box up in Bridgeport. Backyard looks like a rat's nest. Garage is about to collapse.
Mr. Weckler.
Wife keeps harping on me to panel the basement.
Mr. Weckler, we're talking about those people out there and their problems.
Oh, right.
Right.
Well, what do you suggest?
Here you go, Eddie.
Oh, thanks, Linda.
So, are you still working at the diner?
Yeah, I'm doing real good. Harry says maybe in a couple of months he'll make me a busboy. Then I'll even get to share tips with the waitress.
Hey, that'd be great.
Gentlemen? Well?
Well, Mr. Weckler?
We're still thinking.
Oh. Excuse me. Are you the one in charge of this madness?
Right, Captain Miller. Who the hell are you?
Arthur Mensch, Loving Touch Greeting Cards, Inc.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Watch him. He's poisonous.
Well, sticks and stones. However, Captain, the point is, the greeting card industry has gone through a bit of a catharsis. Where once our mainstay was the sentimental slop and turgid jingles at which Mr. Kellogg was so adept, the markets have now splintered and we've become more specialized. Humor and pornography, cards for singles and gays, religious and ethnic groups, hostages.
Why are you telling me this?
I'm not quite sure. At any rate, where do I sign?
This is the complaint.
Go ahead. Sign it. Show him what kind of a snake you really are.
Okay.
Hey, you won't catch me by one of your stinking cards.
Me neither.
I write my own.
Well, whoop-de-doo. Well, Captain, if there's nothing more.
No, I guess that's it, Mr. Mensch. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Captain!
Good news.
Hey! Unfortunately, our armory in Brooklyn is filled to capacity. However, I did manage to scrape up an old correctional facility in the Catskills. Should accommodate everyone nicely.
Catskills?
Of course, you'll all have to provide your own transportation.
Wait a minute, Captain. It's all academic. Just got off the phone with dispatch. City's snowed in.
You're kidding.
Nothing's moving. Cars, buses, they're starting to sleep over at Grand Central. Even the trains aren't getting out.
What? But I live in Connecticut.
Not tonight.
Oh, God!
I got it, Bruno.
About time.
Can we go now?
Sure you can. Captain, this is Naomi Binder, Bruno's wife.
Really?
We were married just last month. Oh, it wasn't in the papers.
Congratulations.
All right, Bruno, you're out.
Uh-huh.
I'll get your stuff.
See you, Bruno. It was nice sleeping in your store.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Bruno, won't this be nice? Our first Christmas together. Just you and me, snowed in. Big turkey stuffed with sauerkraut. Just the way you like it.
Here you go, Bruno.
Hey, Miller, why don't you just turn Mr. Potato Head loose over there, okay?
You telling me you're dropping charges?
Well, he wasn't trying to steal nothing, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Free to go, Eddie.
That's great.
Where am I going?
I don't know, Eddie.
He's coming home with me.
He is?
Yeah? Why not? I mean, the little lady's gonna be spending half the night in the kitchen anyway. And I got my choo-choo set up in the den. So why don't you and Princess Grace here, just head on over.
Unless you got some other ideas.
Guy can't even get a cab.
Sure it's okay with your wife?
Hey, sure it is, right, Toots?
Oh, yes. I'd like that. No one's ever been over.
What about Sam?
Eddie, go ahead and enjoy yourself. We all will be fine right here. Won't we, Captain?
Hey, that's a spirit, Miller. You're all right.
Anybody remember to unplug the coffee?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, who took my pillow?
Good night, Harris.
Merry Christmas, Barb.
Same to you, Woj.
I usually sleep in a nude.
Thank you, Dietrich.
Good night, Mr. Weckler.
Real funny.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Good night, love.
Weekend TV satisfaction? It's guaranteed here on TV Land with Fandemonium Marathons. All the best episodes all weekend long, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.